In Samuel Beckett's play from 1963, a spotlight roves over three characters, each imprisoned in an urn. They speak when lit, are silent in the dark, and so the story unfurls. But deep in his stage directions, Beckett suggests that repeating the play may present an element of variation. Enter Alyosha Smolich, Science Foundation Ireland Research Professor of Creative Technologies and the VSense Research Group at TCD. Together, they've taken Beckett at his word and created Augmented Play, which blends interactive gaming technology and augmented reality into the mix. Culturefile's Eleanor Flegg donned the bug-eyed headset.
That's the latest state-of-the-art, super hype, cool Magic Leap.
Well, I'm Alyosha Smolich. I'm the SFI Research Professor of Creative Technologies at Trinity College Dublin.
So you put this on, this in front of your eyes, this a little bit higher maybe, you can hold this in your hand. And then when you turn around to the other side, you will see the actors there appearing on stage, so if you turn around.
Beckett's play is something that I learned about when I joined Trinity College like 2 or 3 years ago, and when I got together with some people from the Department of Drama who were producing this play in a theatrical version. And we were looking for an opportunity to try out our technology for VR and AR storytelling, and that's how I learned about that play. And we selected that as our first example of doing these creative experiments, engaging with the creative communities.
What's the difference between VR and AR?
Well, the difference is that in VR, you are completely immersed into the virtual environment, so you don't see the real world around you. So you get a headset and you only see the virtual instantiation. You can think of it, you are completely inside a computer game. While in augmented reality, you see both. So either you have a headset where you can see through and see the reality around you, so the real space that you are in, plus something virtual that is also instantiated there. Now, so the one is completely virtual and the other is reality, which is augmented by something. Play is actually maybe one of the best options of theatrical plays to be reinterpreted in VR and AR, because it's by design already interactive. So in Beckett's play, there are three actors on a stage who actually have monologues, and they are activated by an interrogator in a nonlinear interactive way already in the theatrical version, in a way that light is shine on them, and they start speaking when they get activated by this interrogator. And also the whole scenery is quite static, and it's only a limited amount of actors, and all of these things are quite an easy start for this new technology to be tested.
And in the moment when you look at one of them, they should start speaking, and if you look at the next one, that one will start speaking. And you can freely walk around, so feel free just to move.
So in your version, what happens?
Well, in our version, we give the audience the opportunity to be inside of the play, so to take the role of the interrogator, to really be interactive in a way, to be in the stage and to be able to look around, to be in the same space, in the same virtual space as the actors, so be on stage practically, to look around and to activate also the scenery and the talking of the actors by the own interaction.
In the play, when the spotlight moves from one actor to the other, they begin to speak. How does that translate into VR and AR?
Well, VR and AR gives us the opportunity to put the audience into the position of the interrogator. So basically the gaze of the viewer looking into a certain direction, looking at one of the actors, activates their speech. So Beckett gave this role to the interrogator. Now the audience becomes the interrogator. It's a way of nonlinear storytelling. So there are three characters and you are free to choose any of them for any duration that you want. So if you look at one of them, they will be talking. And as you turn around and look at someone else, that person will be talking.
You can walk around through them and look at the back.
So I'm now walking through one of the actors and now I'm on the other side and I can see the back of his head. They're a little bit like garden ornaments where they're talking.
Typically, VR art is presented at festivals where the organizers make it available to audiences as a kind of event. But I believe that going down the road, these headsets will become more and more accessible, cheaper, may enter everyday life, and maybe a broader range of the public will be interested and get access to that. I truly believe that within a couple of years, AR glasses will be something like mobile phones today, that people will use such technology, not to consume creative content, but as a kind of compute interface, like the handheld mobile phones are already today. And on the creative side, it is actually a completely new form of art, a completely new medium that allows you to be immersed and interactive in such immersive and interactive nonlinear stories, like only games were before.
How do these technologies relate to gaming?
Well, they come widely from gaming. So a computer game is a virtual environment where you can walk around and be interactive. And what we are doing is adopting a lot of these principles to storytelling, to creative storytelling. But in a way also that we don't include, or specifically what we do is to include something we call volumetric video or holograms. So things that are captured from the real world that are then put into these virtual environments. So a lot of this comes from gaming, and a lot of these interaction, the nonlinear narrative aspects, has a lot of similarity to gaming. And also when we explore the storytelling and think about how things can be done and what could work and what would be interesting, we look a lot at games and how game design is made.
Alyosha Smolich there talking to Eleanor Flagg at a performance of Beckett's Augmented Play, not at all to be confused with Beckett's Room, another Beckett Meets Tech show which opens later this month at Dublin's Gate Theatre.